speak a little bit more about working with emotion as a meditative practice. It's actually a very interesting way to work with emotions is through meditation and through that particular relationship to emotion for the meditative mind. Usually when an emotion arises, we get very focused on the meaning behind it, the story behind it, what it means about myself, what it means about someone else. All our history comes into play. All our future tripping comes into play. So meditation, we learn to kind of work with it in a very fundamentally different way. And it's actually directing our attention to the felt sense of that emotion. Almost being disregarding or becoming less focused on the content, which so much drives emotion, but actually feel how is it showing up right now, particularly as a body experience. So there might be a sense of irritation, of anger, and you can feel the tightness in the chest or the jaws, the shoulders. Perhaps there's a sense of joy, of excitement, and maybe where that shows up in the belly. Wherever it might show up, you're just simply attuning to how the body is feeling in this moment. So you may notice stronger emotions have a stronger sensation in the body. But there's also the subtle qualities, which are very helpful and important to tune into. That subtle sense of fluttering or that tightness when we say something that we're not quite aligned with, when we perhaps are feeling like we're playing with what's true or not true. That's a way of seeing how the body is also having its own emotional experience. As you do this, sometimes the emotion gets more direct and immediate because the storyline kind of keeps us a little bit disengaged from it. You know, we get caught up in all the ideas around it. But the direct experience in the body shortens the duration of the emotion often, but maybe intensifies it for the time being. So thought, emotion often get very intertwined and kind of mixed up together. So we're learning how to tease apart the thought around the motion and the physical felt sense of the motion. So it's a very helpful practice to cultivate and something you can do throughout your day as we are emotional beings.